It's beginning to be an annual event that we talk about here on the radio, and it's the third annual West Michigan Design Week that kicks off this Saturday night. It offers a week of events and guest speakers to include some big names, and my next guest, I imagine, is ready to rumble. Sarah Cleely, you would be chair of this great week on behalf of Design Week and doing great things in your world. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And that's Design Week of the AIGA, West Michigan Design Week. Remind me again of your organization.
AIGA is the National Organization of Design, or the Professional Association of Design, and it's a national organization. And right here in West Michigan, we have quite a large membership. And we paired with quite a few other design organizations, including AIA, the architects, IDSA, the industrial designers, and IXDA, the UX designers, to put this on. And this year is the first year that we're taking the lead.
Good. Well, design, we all know, is alive and well in West Michigan, as is West Michigan Design Week. So, Sarah, let's look at the overall dateline for this, please.
Sure. Well, it's there's a lot of things, so we really recommend everybody goes to the website, wmdesignweek.com, to see all of it. But I'd love to tell you all to come to the Pyramid Scheme Saturday night for our kickoff party, and we'll have lots of information there about the rest of the week, as well as live T-shirt screen printing. And our two big speakers are our main things that I that are really excited about.
Bet. The general intent for Design Week, obviously, to put the many happenings of design on the forefront for those designers and non-designers?
Sure, yeah. So design, we have a huge design community here, not just graphic designers like myself, but industrial and architects and whatnot. And so the hope of the week is to build connections between designers and the community, educational, business, and whatnot, and just to help people understand how design works and why it's relevant to everybody, not just designers.
Cool. What's your day job?
I am, I own a company called Neapolitan, and I'm a graphic designer.
Education?
Yeah, I actually moved here quite a while ago to go to Kendall.
Oh, cool. You're credible. You're a designer. All right, let's get into the speakers. Where do we find them, and who would be the stellar lucky speakers?
We have two speakers this year that we are super excited about. We have Ashley Axios, who is the creative director at the White House. She's been there for 4 years, and she's also the AIGA DC president. She's been the president there for 5 years. So she works in-house at the White House, working directly with the president's team and the president himself. So it'll be really interesting to hear from somebody who works directly for the president.
When will she speak?
She will speak Tuesday evening at City Flats Hotel. And then on Thursday, we have Mimi Valdez, who is Pharrell's chief creative officer within Pharrell's company called I Am Other. So she actually is one of the main people responsible for the video Happy, which I'm sure everybody knows about.
She, I want to sing it.
Yeah.
You start.
Oh, no. So she helped produce that, as well as she co-produced the indie film Dope, which was really big last year at Sundance. That was executive produced by Pharrell. So she also used to be the editor-in-chief of Vibe and Latina magazines. So she's got a really diverse range of background. She's not necessarily just a designer. She's kind of a little bit of everything. She doesn't even, you know, her background wasn't design. It was in magazine publishing. So she's really an editor of all things Pharrell.
when do we find her?
She will be at Wealthy Street Theater on Thursday evening.
Are the speakers, I trust you need reservations. Is there a small fee?
Yes. So there are most of the events that, of the week are free, thanks to so many sponsors, including our premier sponsors, which are Adobe, Kendall, and Design West Michigan. And the kickoff party is $8 at the door, or you can get tickets in advance. And then Ashley and Mimi start at $10 up to $25, depending on whether you're a student or a member of AIGA. And those can be purchased through a link on our website at wmdesignweek.com.
I mentioned you definitely want to invest in your education and in your profession. So do what you need to do to attend. I want to talk about other events as well. And again, near the end, all of this is on the website in case you're driving. There will be a several discussions. Let's put a couple out on the table. A discussion on diversity and inclusion in design.
Yeah, actually, we're really excited about that. AIGA, it's one of our main focuses this year with National is, trying to figure out how do we make design more diverse and inclusive. So there's going to be a discussion with some really great panelists at Kendall on Wednesday over lunch.
Cool.
And we have a couple other discussions. We have one right here at Grand Valley about design thinking. Is design thinking really design? Design thinking is a really jargony, like, popular term right now, and so it's kind of going to dive into what is that and how is it different than design.
Is John Barry involved with that?
Of course.
Yeah. He has a new regular segment now. We talk about design thinking, so yeah. he doesn't rest.
John will be moderating that panel.
Oh, of course. Tell me more about a look behind design, this process gallery at the UICA.
Yeah, that's actually an annual event that we started the first year, and it's really exciting. It's it is what it is. It's a look behind design. So rather than just showcasing final design products, we look at how a design came to be. So the iterations, the physical models, sometimes 3D models. So we have a lot of industrial designers. We have some architects. We have graphic designers from a lot of things that people will recognize when they see it. Like we have a Nest in there. We have a grill in there from Tecna. We have a lot of different things. And local people, we have, all of them are local really, but, some local crafter type people like Brothers Leather and Woosa Outfitters. So that's a really exciting event to just get a better understanding of how design works.
Talking Design Week, the third annual West Michigan Design Week kicks off Saturday night through the week. All the information found, Sarah Cleely, at the website?
Oh, at wmdesignweek.com.
Great. How about the architectural tours? Tell me about this.
Those tours are put on by or organized by AIA, which is the architectural group. And we are going to the Meyer May House on Monday at lunch. And then on Wednesday at lunch, we're going to the new YMCA Mary Freebed. And then on Friday, we're going to be at Long Road Distillery.
I jump in the pool at the Mary Freebed Y occasionally. It's a good architecturally designed venue for those with extra challenges.
And I believe most of the architectural tours are actually sold out except for the Mary Freebed.
Wow.
So if you're interested in looking at the Mary Freebed art from an architectural standpoint, we have a few tickets left for that, so sign up.
Cool. Are you engaging Kendall students and more to either attend or to assist with this as they look to get experience and get to know people in the field?
Yeah, absolutely. We have events that most of the events students are welcome to join, and we have discounted tickets for students if the events are do have a cost. And on Sunday afternoon, actually, at UICA, all students, not just Kendall students, AIGA has a Grand Valley chapter, student chapter, and then any students really can come sign up for a co-work day on Sunday afternoon with some facilitators, professional facilitators. So for people looking for someone to take a look at their work other than their professors or just get some outside opinions, that's a great event to come to.
Wow. Have you had a good team to work with in putting this together, Sarah?
Yeah, so our team is changing all the time because it's all volunteer, but primarily a lot of people within AIGA West Michigan are helping, and then Paul Martis, who's the IDSA chair, has been a big help with the process gallery, and then Grant Carmichael from IXDA is putting on, he organizes the Grand Rapids Public Schools design thinking workshops, so we're going to three different schools. That's not a public event, so I haven't really talked about that, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday mornings, we have facilitators from the area of design professionals, teaming up and working with students to try to help them understand how to think from a design thinking standpoint.
Well, it will be a busy week. It all starts with the kickoff on Saturday night. Tell me again one more time your two keynote speakers.
We have Ashley Axios, creative director at the White House, on Tuesday evening at City Flats Hotel Ballroom, and Mimi Valdez, chief creative officer for Pharrell Williams, on Thursday at Wealthy Street Theater.
And the whole week is found again where?
At WMDesignWeek.com.
All right, go get your rest or worry about that when it's over. Thanks for your leadership, Sarah Cleely. You would be that AIGA West Michigan Design Week chair. We'll speak again. Have fun next week.